There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Yes, welcome to Midday Mobile. This is Yaffe filling in for Sean Sullivan. I really appreciate everyone joining the show today. If you want to know more about me, by the way, you can. I'm usually broadcasting from Huntsville on WVNN, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, on the Yaffe program, 9 to 11 AM. It's a privilege to be here as well. Because I do mornings, I can do this, so I'm really glad to be here. By the way, Yaffe is my last name, just so you know, spelled Y-A-F-F-E-E. It's not Yappy or Taffy, no, Yaffe. Why? And if you want to find out more about me, you can follow me on Twitter at Michael Yaffe or like the Yaffe Facebook page. Just I usually get to talk to Huntsville, but I'm really glad to be here and talk to Mobile. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I want to start with this today. We can take your calls on this later on. But did you notice the reaction in the media over the weekend when it came to two governors and pushing the vaccines? So both Governor Ron DeSantis and Governor Kay Ivey spoke to media, had press conferences last week, trying to get more people to get vaccinated, trying to convince more people, hey, you got to get vaccinated. Which one of the two statements did the media pick up on more? Which one was all over the media? And I'm talking mainstream media, the Sunday news shows, all of that stuff. It was everywhere. Well, I mean, I saw a couple places that talked about DeSantis and what he said. But most of what I saw were headlines, stories, reaction to Governor Kay Ivey and what she said. Why do you think that is? Seriously, just ask yourself, why is it that that was the comment, that was the statement that was really picked up on? Not just in Alabama, across the country. Why? Why do you think that is? Well, let's do this. Before I answer the question, and before we take calls, I'm going to play both. I'm going to play both from last week and just kind of highlight the difference here. Because the goal is the same. The goal is we want more people to be vaccinated. The goal is we want as many people to be vaccinated as possible. I totally get that. Which is a better approach, though? Is the approach of Governor Kay Ivey or Governor Ron DeSantis better? So let's grab that Ron DeSantis cut, Dalton, if you can, and go. This is Ron DeSantis last week talking about getting more people vaccinated. Go ahead and play it.
So here's the most important thing with the data. If you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, the chance of you getting seriously ill or dying from COVID is effectively zero. If you look at the people that are being admitted to hospitals, over 95% of them are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. And so these vaccines are saving lives. They are reducing mortality. Mortality in nursing homes since we rolled out the vaccines in December is down over 95% due to COVID. Mortality for elderly people since we rolled out the vaccines is down nearly 90%. And so we're proud in Florida that we put seniors first on that because they were the most vulnerable. We have 85% of our seniors that are vaccinated and about 75% of folks over the age of 50. We have no mandate We've provided information to people, and we've been very honest about any data that comes out. And I can tell you that if you look, you are seeing people that are vaccinated. For whatever reason, some I think can test positive if you're vaccinated. But they don't get seriously ill, except maybe rare instances. There's always one-offs on stuff. But I can tell you in Florida, your chance of surviving if you're vaccinated is close to 100%. And so we've worked very hard to get those vaccines into all our elderly communities and give it to other folks who could use it. Obviously, when you talk about some of the younger folks, the uptake has been less. I think that the distribution was very effective that we did. And I think we had a lot of good uptake on the Johnson & Johnson in March and into April. We saw a noticeable decline in J&J when they pulled it back because of the FDA. I think it was a huge mistake. I said so at the time. And I think that sent a message that maybe this is not something that that they should be doing. I think that's been unfortunate because I took it. I think it's effective.
I know that was a long cut, but I wanted to play the whole thing to kind of give you the context to explain exactly the difference here. So DeSantis rationally explains that the vaccine is effective, that if you don't want to get seriously sick, seriously ill, go to a hospital and die. If you get the vaccine, the chances of that are practically nothing. He also explains the fact that it seems like one of the main reasons some people aren't getting vaccinated is because they're younger. Younger people are not as threatened by the virus, so of course there's not as much urgency for them to get the vaccine. That's the real story in a lot of the country, and nobody wants to talk about it. So there's the DeSantis approach. I want you to hear, and I'm sure you've all heard this over the weekend, last week, but I'll just play it one more time. The Governor Kay Ivey approach. Dalton, go ahead and play Kay Ivey's cut I sent you.
Governor, you talk about, you know, the vaccine saving lives, but Alabama still is last in the country when it comes to vaccination rates. Besides, you know, this emotional plea you just gave us, what is it going to take to get people to get shots in arms?
I don't know. You tell me. Folks supposed to have common sense. But it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks. It's the unvaccinated folks that are letting us down.
But as a leader of the state, don't you think it's your responsibility to try and help get this situation under control?
I've done all I know how to do. I can encourage you to do something, but I can't make you take care of yourself.
251-343-0106, your reaction. Which one got more attention? Which comment? Governor Kay Ivey's. Why? Why is it the mainstream media, Democrats and so forth, focused on Governor Kay Ivey's comments over what DeSantis was saying? Because it's politics. So much of the reaction to this is political. The fact is, Governor Kay Ivey's approach was shame and blame. Blame the unvaccinated, shame the unvaccinated, say they're not using common sense, say she's desperate, doesn't know what to do. You're supposed to use common sense. They're living an unhealthy lifestyle. It's a shame and blame approach. When you look at DeSantis, it wasn't a shame and blame approach at all. It was just a rational explanation of the benefits and telling young people, hey, some young people were probably reluctant because there's not as much urgency there, and get them to get vaccinated. Of course, the media was going to focus on the Governor Kay Ivey comment because they want to make this, they want the narrative to be all about the fact that it's Republicans, Republican states, Trump, Fox News, whatever. They're the real reason why enough people aren't getting vaccinated. That's what they want the narrative to be. Now, when you look at the stats, that might be a little part of it, but I don't think it's a full story. You know why? Because when you look at the stats, what is it? Over 80% of people that are over the age of 65 in this country have had at least one dose of the vaccine. A big part of Fox's audience is over 65. Just want to point out. When you're talking conservative talk radio, big part of the audience, they tend to be older. Yet when you look at the stats, the older you are, the more likely it is that you've already gotten at least one dose of the vaccine. When you go younger, it gets less. So people under the age of 18, it is far less that they've gotten vaccinated. Now, part of that has to do with it's not authorized for people under 12. But the younger and younger you get looking at the stats, the less of a chance there is that you've been vaccinated. Yet nobody wants to talk about this. That maybe the real issue here is not Republican versus Democrat. That maybe the real issue here isn't misinformation from Fox News or Trump. That might be part of it. I'm not saying it's not. I mean, when you're talking conservatives versus liberals, right versus left, the right is going to be more skeptical of government. And so much of this is pushed down by government mandates right now. And they don't like that. That is definitely a part of it. But just looking at the stats, we know the stats when it comes to deaths and hospitalizations. Yes, hospitalizations are going up in Alabama. Is it where the peak was back in January? No, no. We had like over 3,000 people during the peak in January of people in hospitals in Alabama. Right now we're about, I believe, 700, although I need to look up, you know, over 700, which is not good. And I want more people to get vaccinated, but that's not quite the same. Case numbers, we're looking at the same thing. Deaths have stayed pretty flat. Now, I understand there's a lagging effect there, but part of it is because the vulnerable and the elderly population, most of them, the vast majority of them, have been vaccinated. And they were the most threatened by the disease. So someone in their 20s, especially, there probably isn't as much of an urgency for them to go get vaccinated. Because when you look at the stats of how many people in their 20s have died from this throughout the whole pandemic, it's just not as high. And then when you go 30s, maybe a slight more chance they got vaccinated, but the stats still aren't as high. There is good news here that the elderly and vulnerable population, for the most part, has been vaccinated, and the vaccine seems to be incredibly effective. You know, I used to believe global warming was like the perfect theory, the perfect excuse that the left and big government types would use to try to push an agenda. Because, you know, you have threatened, you're threatening the lives, the future of civilization, so we need big government to solve it. Big government was always the solution for global warming. And you can just, it's always going to be a threat, even though, you know, it might be later on, they can use that. Well, now I'm realizing that COVID has become the perfect solution for a big government agenda. And I think that's part of this. They can't get it away because they want more control. They want to use it to push more government spending, of course, but they want more control. You know, Governor Kay Ivey was definitely right about one thing. Mandates, we're not doing any more mandates or shutdowns, because what's effective, and DeSantis said this in part, and others have said this, what's effective is the vaccine. Masks, not all that effective. During the peak in January, we had mask mandates in Alabama. They probably helped some, but obviously lockdowns and mask mandates weren't the be-all, end-all to really stop this. What really is most effective is the vaccine. Yet if you do more mask mandates, more shutdowns, what you're telling people is they don't have to get vaccinated. They can just wear a mask or stay home and they won't have a chance of getting the virus. No, what we want you to do is get vaccinated so we can get back more to normal life. I do want to take some calls on this while the difference here, because I think it's instructive. 251-343-0106. The difference between a DeSantis approach and a Governor Kay Ivey approach. And of course, the mainstream media has picked up on the Kay Ivey thing so much. They have to make this about shame and blame. They have to make this about Republicans, Fox News, bad. And that's not going to be effective in stopping this. That's not going to be effective in getting more people vaccinated. In fact, it might have the opposite happen to them. The opposite might happen where less people are going to get the vaccine because they feel like this is political and this is just mandates being shoved down. I am Yaffe filling in for Sean Sullivan here on FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. We'll be back in a moment. 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. You agree with me that this kind of stuff from Kay Ivey, grandma angry, disappointed at you, how dare you shame, is not going to be effective to get more people vaccinated, which is what we want. We'll be back in a moment. Thanks for listening.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Yes, welcome to FM Talk 106.5. This is Yaffe filling in for Sean Sullivan. I really appreciate him giving me the opportunity to fill in today. Usually you can hear me Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. in Huntsville on WVNN News Talk, 770 a.m., 92.5 FM, WVNN. Of course, if you ever want to listen while you're down there, I mean, you can catch the podcast. So listen to your shows live on FM Talk 106.5. But then you can catch my podcast. Pretty much anywhere podcasts are available. Just subscribe to the podcast, or you can follow me on Twitter at Michael Yaffe, or follow or like the Yaffe Facebook page, Y-A-F-F-E-E. If you want to call on the differences in approach when it comes to the vaccine and getting more people to get vaccinated, you can 251-343-0106, as you know. You can also text us as well at that phone number. Text us at 251-343-0106. And we did get a couple of texts coming in. One person said, said, don't forget the perception the rest of the country has of Alabama. In Meemaw case, sounds like Alabama. I mean, that doesn't bother me as much. I mean, it was kind of the grandma is very upset at you approach. How dare you get the vaccine to make grandma feel better? There was some of that kind of feeling, but that wasn't what really upset me more than anything. It was just the shame and blame thing. I just don't think it's going to work. That's the biggest thing. And the mainstream media, they couldn't wait to use something like that against Republicans and conservatives and people who watch Fox News. If you're a conservative, you're a young guy who has not been vaccinated yet, is Governor Kay Ivey yelling at the media going to make you more likely to get vaccinated? I seriously doubt that. I just do. Now, I will say this. I understand a little bit of her frustration, because I think some of her frustration wasn't necessarily at people, you know, the citizens of Alabama. It was at the media, because the media kind of want to blame her. So if there's a rise in cases or hospitalizations in Alabama, some of that's her fault because she lifted mandates, or she's not mandating the vaccine. I mean, there are some who are calling for mandates of this. You should be forced. And if it's not forced, it's Governor Kay Ivey's fault not forcing this. Read AL.com today. Kyle Whitmer and others are basically implying that we should have vaccine mandates. So they want to blame Kay Ivey. So that's some of her frustration. I get that. But another person said, I agree with Granny Kay. She said, this person texted and said, it's her opinion. If she can change one person's mind about getting the vaccine, it's worth it. Okay, I guess. I guess if she can change one person's mind, but is she really changing minds? Like I said, we're not focused on the right thing. We are so focused on the political dynamics of this, because that's what the mainstream media is pushing. And all that's going to do is make people think more politically about it. When you look at the numbers, and it's understandable that the main reason why some people are reluctant is because they're younger. And because they're younger, the virus isn't as much of a threat. They don't feel it's as much of a threat. So the urgency to get vaccinated isn't there. And we have to convince them that there is kind of an urgency, because you either will get the virus or you can be vaccinated. Now, one person did text in and say, my body, my choice. I mean, that's where I am. It shouldn't be mandated. Mostly because if you're vaccinated, you're protected. The stats seem to suggest that you are protected. You might catch it, but you're not going to get seriously ill or die from it. So you're mostly protected from the virus. So what do you care if someone else isn't vaccinated? It doesn't affect you anymore. But people can't think based on individual liberty anymore. It's always a collectivist mindset that we have to think in the collective. Well, government pays for vaccines. Government pays for our health care. So that means the government has a role to force people to do it. Oh, so another excuse to have government do more things in our lives. And then, of course, when the government does more things in our lives, the government will force you. So they'll take care of us, and then they'll use that to force you to do things. Oh, gee, who didn't see that coming when it came to government healthcare? This is Yaffe filling in for Sean Sullivan on Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5. We'll be back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Yes, welcome back to Midday Mobile here on FM Talk 106.5. Appreciate you all joining me. This is Yaffe filling in for Sean. You can usually hear me in Huntsville on WVNN 9 to 11 a.m. on the Yaffe program. For the first half hour of the show, we were talking about vaccines. I mean, well, it's what everyone's talking about. It's what everyone is thinking about because the mainstream media is obsessed with using this to hurt Republicans, bash Republicans in Republican states and use KIV's comments to do that as well. And I asked for calls on this. I asked for texts on this, getting a bunch of text messages coming in. And I'm having some people make the point that, what about natural immunity? Some people have natural immunity. So if they have that, why get the vaccine? I will say I do know some people, younger people, who have already had COVID, you know, tested positive. They knew they had it. And they're not going to get the vaccine because they have natural immunity. There was a stat over the weekend that I heard that like 30% of healthcare workers have not been vaccinated yet. And my question was, you know, they didn't give this answer, but the first question I had is how many of them have already had it? That is an element here, that some younger people who have already had it, there's even less of an urgency for them to get vaccinated. Now, some are saying we don't even need the vaccine because a lot of the population is natural immunity. And then, of course, people that are already vaccinated. I still want more people to get vaccinated because obviously the hospital numbers in Alabama are going up. Looking at the stats, that's one thing I can't ignore. Is it crisis levels? Not yet. I don't think it will be. But hospital numbers are going up and I don't want people to go to the hospital or die of this. So if a vaccine can prevent that, that's good. But if you have natural immunity, that is something that has been brought up. The other thing that isn't talked about enough, that maybe should be, is viral load. There were some studies early on in the pandemic that showed that doctors, some doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, and so forth, were getting more sick when they would catch the virus than maybe some other people. That's because they were exposed to a bigger viral load of the virus or exposed to it longer because of the situation. And because of that, they got more sick. So there is something to be said about that viral load, but that's never talked about as well. We're never talking about some of the real issues here. Instead, this has all been about a narrative that it's Republicans and disinformation from Fox News and talk radio that's causing this. And it's just not true. So we have a caller on the line right now. Let's go to Bob from Mobile, who wants to talk about this. Bob, what do you think?
Well, I'm 67. I have a couple of risk factors, and I have not gotten the vaccine, and I don't intend to get the vaccine until it comes out of a experimental state. There's too many unknowns on this. I've got a lot of younger friends, particularly the females, are concerned about it affecting fertility or anything later. They're not getting vaccinated. I mean, there's a lot of reasons that individuals aren't doing it. That's got nothing to do with politics. I'm a Trump supporter. The vaccine rolled out under Trump, and I'm saying I ain't getting in line for this anytime soon. And the more they push it, I'm still not hearing anything that's convincing me. Ron DeSantis made a good argument, but he's missing the experimental part, and we don't know what's going to happen down the road. 5 years from now, are we all going to grow a third eye from the vaccine? Are we going to howl at the moon at midnight or what? I mean, we just don't know.
Now, you actually do bring a good point, and there are some that are suggesting, and I wonder if you agree with this, but there are some that are suggesting that the FDA came out with a full authorization right now instead of the emergency authorization. That would say it's not just experimental and it would encourage more people to get vaccinated. Would that encourage you more?
My biggest concern is the short-term studies that were done. You can't watch anything on TV that you don't get some attorney's commercial for. If you took this and this happened, and these are medications that went through years and years of testing before they got approval. That's the part that kind of scares me. What happens 5 years down the road? They don't know.
Now, let me ask you one more thing before I let you go. Sure. What about the J&J vaccine? So yeah, Pfizer, Moderna, that was based more on the mRNA, the newer experimental technology. J&J was done differently. It was made differently.
More traditionally, yes.
Traditional. Yes. Would you consider getting the J&J one?
That one, at least, is, to me, less in that realm of, you know, untried. And well, I really shouldn't say untried. They've done other vaccines, but it would be closer to something making me comfortable. I'm just kind of concerned with the rush.
Bob, I appreciate your call.
Out there. That's my thing. And I probably should add, I have volunteered on drug studies in the past. I've been a guinea pig. And, you know, so it's not that I'm afraid of it, but I'm not the first guinea pig. They've already tried this drug on enough people, and here's what we know the risk factors are. You know, this is 4 years down the road. Okay, fine. Let me try it and get another study going.
Bob, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. If anyone else wants to call in on this, you can. The phone number is 251-343-0106. I mean, he really does make a really good point here that this is experimental. The FDA even is basically saying it's experimental. It seems to be safe so far. There were some clinical trials, but because of that, some people are going to be reluctant and it's going to be more young people. And that's just the truth of the matter. By the way, with the J&J vaccine, I look up in my area where that's available. It's very difficult to find it. Most places, the vast majority of places, are not giving the J&J vaccine. So maybe, you know, want to talk about people that are more comfortable with the traditional vaccine, they have a harder time getting it. I mean, there are places they can, but it's more difficult. So that's something as well. You know, I want to get to you real quick also, because this is now being pushed once again for mask mandates, shutdowns. And this is more a part of the fear to scare us, I guess, to shame us and scare us into getting it. Oh, you don't want to wear a mask? Well, get the vaccine. We're going to mandate you. And I think it could have the opposite effect here. But go ahead, Dalton, if you can grab the Dr. Fauci cut I sent you. First, this is Dr. Fauci, CNN's State of the Union. He was talking with Jake Tapper and reacting to what Governor Kay Ivey said, actually, or not. Go ahead and play that cut for me, Dalton. Here he is.
Well, I'm very frustrated. I generally don't like to get involved in blaming people, because I think that would maybe push them back even more. Rather than, I mean, I could totally understand the governor's frustration, so I don't have any problem with that. She has every right to be frustrated. But what I would really like to see is more and more of the leaders in those areas that are not vaccinating to get out and speak out and encourage people to get vaccinated. I was very heartened to hear people like Steve Scalise come out and say, hey, we need to get vaccinated. Even Governor DeSantis right now in Florida is saying the same thing. We've got to get more people who relate well to the individuals who are not getting vaccinated to get out there and encourage them to get vaccinated, as well as the trusted messengers in the community. We've just got to do better, Jake, because we have the tools to do this. This is an unnecessary predicament we're putting ourselves in.
So the media was eager to play Governor Kay Ivey and get Dr. Fauci's reaction. Now, I give him some credit. At least he didn't say, I completely agree. We all should be outraged. He said, I understand your frustration, but, you know, he doesn't believe shaming is necessarily the best route. I agree with him on that. But like I said, and someone's upsetting me on the text line because I'm saying mainstream media. I mean, come on. We're going to have this argument that there isn't a mainstream media and that it shifts mostly to the left. I mean, come on. I really don't want to have that kind of argument on today. It's just kind of common sense. But when it comes to mainstream media over the weekend, this is what they did. Now, this next cut here of Dr. Fauci, he was asked about if the Biden administration, the CDC, are they considering a mask mandate after this? Go ahead and play Dr. Fauci cut two for me, Dalton.
This is under active consideration. If you're asking, am I part of the discussion? Yes, I am part of the discussion. But I think what you are seeing, even though as of our conversation at this moment, the CDC still says and recommends that if you are vaccinated fully, that you do not need to wear a mask indoors. However, if you look at what's going on locally in the trenches in places like LA County, the local officials have the discretion, and the CDC agrees with that ability and discretion capability to say, you know, you're in a situation where we're having a lot of dynamics of infection. So even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask. That's a local decision that's not incompatible with the CDC's overall recommendations.
There you go. Wanting to use this to push another mask mandate. When I agree with Governor Gavi, I agree with DeSantis. Mask mandates, masks might help a little bit, but what helps more than anything is the vaccine. So we don't want to start pushing mandates because we're kind of giving them an incentive. Oh, you can just wear a mask and you won't get it. So you just wear a mask. No. Get the vaccine or just go back to normal and you take a risk because you're a free American in a free society. We got a caller on this right now. Let's go to William from Mobile. William, what do you want to say about this?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Great, thanks. So I'm calling in response to the gentleman who was just on giving his very good reasons for not taking the vaccine. And, you know, I think I've got a background in science and healthcare, and I totally respect everyone and why they don't do the vaccine. But I think you got to ask yourself, if you get down to the science of it and you know kind of what's happening with the Pfizer and the Moderna, it's basically that your body is getting stimulated to produce a certain protein, and that's the best protein, the protein that's on the virus that helps your immune system then recognize the virus. So it's really a matter of genetic stuff and a matter of protein exposure, right? So one question I had was, do these people eat genetically modified foods? You know, do they know all about every protein that they put in their own bodies? And it's just something to consider, because if you're kind of scared on it on the basis that you don't know much about it, take a look at all the healthcare, the doctors that I know. I mean, basically everyone's gotten vaccinated. I know you said 30% of workers haven't been yet, but I think more education would go a long way, particularly if some more healthcare providers spoke up and really got down to the nitty gritty. I don't know if there's ever going to be studies that definitively prove safety. And the final thing I say is, even medicines now that have been out for 20 years are being found every day to have some new side effect or some new danger. And so there's never going to be a sure bet. But I respect everybody, and I really hope with more education our state can get better.
William, before you go, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you agree with me, though, that one of the biggest reasons why some aren't getting vaccinated is because they're young? And the urgency is just not going to be there because the threat of the virus isn't as great on someone who's young as someone who's older.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think there's a lot of that feeling of invincibility when you're young, and you can point to data showing that younger people do better with it. But I think that we're having some selection now in the virus. Clearly we are. The Delta variant is the most contagious one. It's the one we're seeing in hospitals. And this thing is scary. There are a lot of young people that are having some major short and long-term side effects from actually contracting the virus. And so I'm recommending to friends to seriously read up. The decision is personal, but to seriously consider it, because the caller before, he mentioned, what if you grow a tail? What if you have a third eye? Well, I'd rather have a tail or a third eye than severely damaged lungs for the rest of my life, or heaven forbid, being killed by the coronavirus. I think that when you put the potential side effects versus potential benefits on the scales, I still think the benefits win every time.
William, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much for calling. I didn't mean to chuckle there. I just, he said, I'd rather have a tail or a third eye. And I was like, maybe that's how you convince people. Want a possibility of a third eye or a tail in the future? Get vaccinated. Who doesn't want a third eye? I don't know. I'm just kidding, obviously. Obviously, it would not be a good idea. But he makes an interesting point that, although he said a lot more young people are getting sick, having long-term effects, I would like someone to send me the stats on that. Because when you look at the stats up until like June of the amount of young people that died from this, it's very low. It's just very low. We all know this. And a lot of the new stats coming out with cases and hospitalizations, especially hospitalizations, I don't really see a breakdown of age. I hear anecdotal evidence from some doctors saying, I'm seeing young people. But that's not stats. That's not official stats. That's just anecdotal evidence. And maybe that's true. Maybe for some reason, the Delta variant affects young people worse. But I've seen no stats to back that up, especially if you're like under 18, because now there are some calling for mandates on under 12 in schools. Why? I'm not saying they can't get vaccinated if their parents decide, oh, maybe you can get them vaccinated, but why? According to the stats, if you're under 12, if you're very young, the flu is more dangerous, and we don't mandate the flu vaccine for people under 12. So why would we do it for this? I'm just saying a lot of this, it just frustrates me. It frustrates me because I'm not anti-vax at all. I want people to get vaccinated. It just frustrates me because instead of more encouragement to get people vaccinated, I turn on CNN. Or not very much, by the way, but I turn on or look at mainstream news articles. And so much of it, the Sunday news talk shows, and so much of it is just rah, 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 Fox News, rah, 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 Republicans bad, rah, rah, rah. It's conservatives' fault this is happening. And it just makes me like, forget it. I don't want to pay attention to you anymore. I don't care what you say. I don't even care if you're right about vaccines. I don't want to listen to you. And that's not good. It's not good. This is Yaffe filling in for Sean Sullivan on Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5. We'll be back.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
So I got to read this tweet from Matt Walsh of the Daily Wire real quick, because it kind of exemplifies a lot of the problem I think is going on right now. He said, the vaccines work. They're safe and effective. Also, get the vaccine or you might infect me. Why would you question the effectiveness of the vaccine? That's absurd. I have it and it's working. Now, please get it or I might die. What's the problem? Why are you confused? That's exactly right. It's the vaccinated people are like, get the vaccine or I might die. And you're like, but you have the vaccine. Why do you care? But they do. Because so much of this is political. So much of this is about virtue signaling. So much of this is about shaming other people. When really we should just be encouraging younger people. And the stats will do that. If it turns out that more and more younger people are affected, die by this, get hospitalized by this, I guarantee you more and more of them will get vaccinated. Real quick. By the way, this is Yaffe filling in for Sean Sullivan here on Midday Mobile. Appreciate him giving me the opportunity. You can follow me on Twitter at Michael Yaffe. In the next hour, I'm bringing on a legal expert to talk about the fact that Mississippi, the state of Mississippi, is trying to get the Supreme Court to reverse Roe v. Wade. Now, I read it and I'm like, yeah, they're exactly right. But I figured, okay, let's get a legal expert on to give me the details and see how much of a chance. Because I've heard from some that this might actually work. This might be the thing that gets them to at least reverse part of Roe versus Wade and change abortion laws in this country. And I'm like, wow. I'm usually very pessimistic about stuff like that, especially when it comes to the court. But some are optimistic. So I'm bringing on legal expert Zach Smith from the Heritage Foundation. He's going to join me in the next hour to talk a little bit about this. So much more to get to. Real quick, Dalton, can you grab the audio of Chris Christie that I sent you? Chris Christie was on ABC this week talking about vaccines as well. I thought he had an interesting point on how to get more people to get vaccinated. Go ahead, Dalton, play Chris Christie. Here he is.
We have the highest, and still do, have the highest death rate per capita of any state in the country. With all the lockdowns, with the biggest lockdown, probably New York and New Jersey were the biggest ones to lock down. It didn't work. The vaccines do work. And I think that every focus group I've been in with Republicans who are not vaccinated, you have to walk them through the logic of this. Right. What they don't want is to be indoctrinated. They're willing to be vaccinated. They don't want to be indoctrinated. And so let's be smart about this. And I think that one of the places where our leaders have fallen down is they're not explaining it. They're just saying, get vaccinated. And these folks do not respond to being ordered to do those things.
I mean, he's exactly right on one thing. Although I will say he still doesn't take into account the fact that younger people are less likely. We're still making this a Republican thing. A conservative thing or something, when this is not, a lot of this isn't about that. But what's really interesting as well is he brought up a really good point that more people should say. In New Jersey, the mandates didn't work. The lockdowns didn't work. The restrictions didn't work. What works is the vaccine. If you're a governor in the state, that's what you should say. Mandates don't work. Vaccines work. Mask mandates don't work. Vaccines work. Lockdowns don't work. Vaccines work. That should be the message. That should be the message. In the next hour, other stuff to get to. This is Yaffe filling in for Sean Sullivan on Midday Mobile, FM 106.5.